This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here, covering a lot of things around the Umpqua Valley. You may have heard that City of Roseburg is getting ready to do a master plan update on Stewart Park. And Val Ligon is the Parks and Recreation Program Manager. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So, Stewart Park, I mean, it's Roseburg's biggest park. What can you tell us about, maybe a little bit about its history, how it came to be developed, and all that?
Okay. Well, Stewart Park, the story began back in 1930. With a group of citizens that was headed by Dr. Earl B. Stewart, and they wanted to bring have the U.S. government build the new Oregon Veterans Administration Hospital here in Roseburg. Multiple landowners got together who ended up donating 454 acres to the federal government if they would build the hospital here in Oregon. The site was ultimately chosen, and in 1954, the city started seeking out ways to wanting to expand the park system. And they started by reaching out and trying to lease back some of the property that wasn't used for the hospital. And after months of talking, the federal government declared it surplus, and the city ended up getting it back.
Wow.
Park property. So it's a little story there.
And that's a long process from the 30s to the 50s.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I think they actually got some more sites donated back to the city over a period of time, which ranged from the 50s into maybe the early 70s. But yeah, you can imagine that doesn't happen very quickly.
Well, no. And of course, most people know the Arts Center building was originally part of the VA campus. Also, the land where Fir Grove School is was originally VA land. And so both the city and the federal level kind of swapped things around multiple times during all this.
Exactly.
Wow. So, I mean, it's a big park, and a lot of people, if they are visiting, it's one of the first things people tend to comment on if they're cruising around town. And obviously, over time, a lot of development goes on. You've got a master plan that is 25 years old now. So how did the process to start updating that plan, how did that all evolve?
Well, like you just mentioned, it's 25 years old. Master plans can go anywhere from 10 to 30 years, I believe. So it was time to start looking at what the community wants to see happen with the future of Stewart Park. It's 254 acres, so it's very large.
So what was involved in getting some funding to do all this?
Well, for this part, we were lucky enough to get grant funding for $25,000 to take care of this part through Umpqua Health Alliance's CHIP grant that Thrive Umpqua and a whole bunch of city stakeholders got together and put together some ideas that they'd like to see throughout the city. And this was the project that we came up with for a grant application.
There are so many current uses for Stewart Park.
Yeah. Okay. There's a lot. starting at the north, I'll start at the north end because it goes basically, say, from Fred Meyer on Garden Valley clear over to Harvard, and it's bordered by Stewart Parkway and Stewart Park Drive, so it's a big chunk of land. We've got the natural area, the skate park, walking and biking trails, the tennis and pickleball courts, golf course and volleyball courts, two softball fields, Legion baseball field, the Stewart Park playground, half shell. Of course, there's riverfront property in there as well, the locomotive, the Stewart Park section, which is across the river where the soccer fields are, splash pad and playground. And just to the east, there's also an 18-hole disc golf course.
Wow, a lot of things
a lot.
a lot to keep track of, a lot of staff time. goes into it, and I mean, it is the most used park in the city, right?
Oh, definitely, by far. What's going into it, you said?
Well, I just was thinking ahead, too. When you're looking at a master plan, what's sort of the process to getting it started? What do you look at?
Okay, well, right now we're actively trying to get as much community input as we can through the survey that hopefully people are seeing online, or even a QR code on different flyers that are posted around the city. What we want are all users of the park. Even if you're not a user, what would you like to see happen in Stewart Park over the next 10 to 20 years? It could be something that's already there or something you'd like to see that would bring you into the park.
How often do you get ideas from people about things for the park?
Quite often. You know, I mean, I think one of the biggest things we hear about is more dog parks. That would be a popular one. We get all kinds of things, climbing walls. Now we have pickleball, so that was the big one.
So, and why is it important to have a master plan as opposed to not?
Well, a master plan provides us with a roadmap or a footprint for future park improvements. This is really needed when we apply for grants, which we need to do the improvements. They want to see that it's been planned for and not just something thought of 10 minutes ago or even a month ago.
Well, and to get these grants through the state and other places sometimes, you really got to present something pretty organized, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they want to see, you know, what you went through, what type of community input. You know, now we've got social media, which really gets the word out. It's hopefully, I mean, I'm sure it's better than trying to get the word out that you're having a meeting at the library, you know, getting people involved. I think within the first week, we had close to 1,000 people, but we would love to have 2,000 or 3,000 people involved with this process.
Were you surprised to get that many responses so quick?
No, not really. I was hoping it'd be in that neighborhood, but I would like to, like I just said, I'd like to have twice as many people. It's not just what the city wants, it's what people want to see here in the community or even outside of the community. I mean, it's really people all in throughout Douglas County use the park.
Well, and yeah, it's true. You have a lot of people that may live in one of the other cities out in the country somewhere, but they may work in Roseburg. So they just right there are using the park sometimes, or they come back into the city of Roseburg in the evening for, you know, an event, a concert or something.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, even, you know, we've got a lot of recreational and competitive sports that use the soccer fields. You know, Legion Fields brings in a lot of people. It could be huge. I mean, the pickleball and tennis courts, that project is going to allow us to do a lot of tournaments throughout the year. So, you know, it does really have an impact on the community.
So where does the process go after the data comes in from the survey?
Well, it'll take, you know, MIG is who we've contracted with. They will compile the information from the survey. They're working on constraint maps, which all this information will be compiled, and it'll go, this is phase one, then phase two will be actually completing the master plan. So we'll go out to bid for that, and hopefully it will be completed by late 2026, so within a year.
So this is, I mean, a year, that's this is a big project on your plate right now.
It is. It is. Like I said, this master plan is only for Stewart Park. We do have one for all of our other parks, but this one is just includes the land for Stewart Park.
All right, we're going to talk more in a moment on Inside Douglas County, the interview and podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247. Lars Larson coming up at 1 o'clock. We're talking about City of Roseburg Parks and Recreation Department, the master plan survey that's going on right now for people to take that survey and give input about Stewart Park. If somebody logs in there, kind of what's the process for how that survey works if you go to that site?
It takes just, seriously less than 2 minutes. And that's if you're really thinking out your, it could be a minute. If you go onto our city website, if you go onto our main page, there's a banner up at the top, and I believe it's green. All you need to do is click on that. And there is a Spanish version as well. And that'll take you right to it if you have a problem finding it. So it's very easy to find.
Over the years, you work on improvements for Stewart Park. Obviously, the big one right now has been tennis and pickleball. Where does that one stand?
We're getting close. It's been a huge project, a lot of concrete work, and that's what's being finished up right now. We thought we would be done a little earlier, but like you said, it's a huge project and it's just taking a little extra time. We hope to be done in the next week. We'd really like to see people out there playing during the Christmas break. If people are home from school, it'd be weather depending, I'm sure, but we'd love to see people out there just as soon as we can.
So that improvement was one of the bigger ones you've really undertaken, right?
Correct. It ended up being about a $2.5 million project. We were able to secure a grant through Oregon Parks for $750,000. And the Tennis Center, they are amazing at fundraising. They were able to fundraise a lot of money in a pretty short amount of time. And then, like the sidewalks and things like that, the city funded. So it was a lot of teamwork, and a lot of community stepped up and, made it happen.
So what are some of the things that remain to be done there?
I think it's mostly just concrete work. There's a big concrete viewing wall. I'm going to call it a viewing wall because it's concrete. It's actually taking the place of bleachers. And it spans the whole distance between the pickleball courts and the tennis courts. So, and sidewalks also, that's obviously part of the concrete work. But all the lights, nets, everything else is pretty much done. And well, I think some fencing is probably left also.
Yeah, and it looks, it looks very close to done right now. But sometimes you don't want to start using it until you're really done.
Correct. We can't have anybody out there until it's all, finished up and safe, So once that happens, we'll be getting the word out. So we'll have a ribbon cutting ceremony after the first of the year. But that doesn't mean hopefully it'll be open prior to that.
And probably the current weather pattern isn't helping get this concrete work done.
No, it would have been nice had it been able to be worked in a little sooner, but they're making it happen. They're putting up some tarps and just doing sections at a time. So I have no doubt it'll be done here pretty soon.
And you mentioned as well the fact, because pickleball is growing so fast, that about tournaments and really more than just using the park, having people come in and essentially use the city. People that are going to come in for tournaments and stay here and all that.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be huge for our city. There are 10 pickleball courts, and the tennis courts could be temporarily striped to make more. But from what I understand, they've got, 10 or so tournaments scheduled already. That would have not been able to be scheduled because we didn't have any outdoor pickleball courts. So, and the tennis as well, we have lights, we'll be able to be open, past dusk, and just the facility. If you haven't noticed it, it's pretty amazing.
And up the road, I know there's a lot of interest in doing some of that, enhancements with soccer over there at the soccer fields.
Absolutely. We've been focusing on that. A couple of years ago, the soccer group came with a proposal They did their own master plan, which we've worked with an engineering company to get that finalized, and we're actively working on some different studies. An archaeologic study was done last week, which when we go to apply for grants, that's something that will have to be done, and that's, we've already got that portion done. So anyway, that's kind of our next big grant application, I believe.
And then several months ago, whatever month that was, when we had that big storm, then you had to deal with kind of putting things on hold on some projects and eventually work on the dog park and things like that, which took probably a lot of time and a fair amount of money.
It really did. The dog park was completely demolished. I mean, the fencing was torn and twisted, and anyway, it was a mess. It took a lot of city staff, you know, throughout the city, parks, public works, getting the roads and debris out of our parks so they could be used again safely.
How many people are on the park staff?
Not enough. I believe we have 11 when fully staffed, and that would include temporary during the summer months, spring and summer months. And then there's just two of us in recreation.
And you've got people out there, I see sometimes on the weekend as well, doing some of the maintenance things, doing other things, because that isn't, you know, a Monday through Friday job.
No, we have somebody that works every Saturday. I think they alternate. Yeah, because we have to have people clean the restrooms and garbage cans, and, you know, so it's during the winter months, it's a 6 day a week position. Well, not a position, but we alternate our staff to fill that Saturday spot.
And then you've got the big multi-use path going through that area. That's got to be periodically updated, you know, and it obviously was enlarged in terms of the width of the path a few years ago, mm-hmm. In large part, and it's one thing after another.
It is. You know, the maintenance, it's once you put something in, you still have to keep up on the maintenance, just like putting a roof on your house, you know, it never ends.
And you're working on some things for the skate park.
Yeah, we part of the grant that I was just talking about through Umpqua Health Alliance. Another piece of that grant was funds for a shade structure. So there will be a really nice covered little pavilion there. And I believe it's close to 20 by 20. So it'll be very nice. They'll be very appreciative to have some shade there. And a drinking water fountain, water bottle filler, and pet station fountain is also going in there as well. And Tracker Foundation got some money to, they've adopted that natural area path area, and we were able to have a contractor come in and do some deferred maintenance that is needed to be done with getting out some, you know, blackberries and willows and things that to open it up so it feels safer. A lot of people don't even realize that area is back there, and it's quite beautiful to be able to go back in there and walk and observe, you know, wildlife. It's, if you haven't seen it, there's quite a lot going on there right now.
So about a minute left on Inside Douglas County, Val Ligon, City of Roseburg, Parks and Recreation Program Manager. Again, remind people about the master plan survey, the timeline, and how they access it.
Okay, yeah, just like I said, we really want people to get online, fill out the survey. It's very painless. We just really want everybody's input on what they'd like the future of Stewart Park to look like. Go onto our website. Like I said, there's a banner at the very top. Click on that, and it takes you right to the survey. You can find it on, there's links to it on our Facebook page, both the City of Roseburg government page and Roseburg Parks and Recreation page.
All right, Val Ligon from the City of Roseburg Parks and Rec Department, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely, thank you.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.